You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The first one is the body. We said there is the non-human body, the human body, and the corpse. The non-human body, why did I mention that? The non-human body is a living thing. It is the thing before you were conceived by your mother. It is a life, but it doesn't have a soul or a conscious or a conscience or anything like that. For example, the sperm and the egg, it is a body. It is a life, the atoms that make it, or the embryo, which is first conceived in the mother, all the way up to 120 days. That is called al-jasad, which means a lifeless body or a non-human body. Some people, they say to me, but I thought that you only live if there's a soul in you. Yes, in one way it's true, in another way it's not. There are bodies that don't have souls in them, but they live. Did you know the embryo, you and I, when we were embryos, before we turned into a human form, we have a heartbeat at 40 days of conception. And that is why your mother, if she's pregnant, she can go, or your wife, to the hospital and get an ultrasound. And you can hear and see the heartbeat and blood flow, even the brain development of the embryo, at about 40 to 50 days. But the soul has not yet been placed into it according to the hadiths of the Prophet ﷺ. So it brings me to the second one, called the living human mechanical body, the anatomical being, the human being. At 120 days, you change into a different form. You are a human and you start developing. That is when you become a body of a human, but not yet obligated, not yet accountable. You don't yet feel and are aware of your conscience or your consciousness. And it is that time when your soul is placed in you and your human consciousness is placed in you, the nafs. And lastly, brothers and sisters, is the corpse. The evidence that I want to use for the human form that is inside the womb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions something about it, and He compares people who walk on the earth after they're born, they're no longer in their mother's wombs, but they have not yet developed into more than just thinking about their outer body. There are people who walk the earth, they have no purpose in life except their desires, their temptations, serving and feeding this body, and no other reason except to live, do your best, and then die. Nothing else. Allah mentions this about the hypocrites at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, where Allah said in Surah Al-Munafiqun, Allah says, when you see them, the hypocrites, the people who don't know why they're living and they're two people in one, conflicting, their appearance impresses you. They look good. They look wise. They look intelligent. They look smart on the outside. Everybody can dress nice. Everybody can look nice. And when they speak, you listen to their impressive speech. They speak nicely, they speak well. But they are just like worthless planks of wood leaned against a wall. No other purpose but that. Allah warns us not to be just a body that lives life purposelessly like an animal, that has no other purpose but to serve the human, to graze, to die, to be a beast in the, and just take care of the ecosystem or the biodiversity, and that's it, and then die. The human is far more important than that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the beautiful hadith, listen to this hadith, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, number 3036. Each one of you is constituted into the womb of the mother for 40 days. And then he becomes a clot of thick blood for a similar period. So now that's 80 days. And then a piece of flesh for a similar period. That's now up to 120 days. 40 plus 40 plus 40. Then Allah sends an angel who is ordered to write four things. An angel comes down. We don't know the characteristic of this angel, but among the uncountable angels, this angel has a duty. Ordered by Allah for each single person, there is one of these angels. Each one of you had this angel who came and touched you and was there near the womb or inside the womb of your mother in a certain way that Allah only knows, and wrote in a way that Allah only knows four things by the order of Allah. He is ordered to write down his deeds. What is this person going to be doing in their life? Not what they are going to make him do. Not what Allah wants you to do, but just writing a pre-record of what you're already going to do. And then closes the record and goes. His livelihood. What kind of a life are you going to pursue? They just know. Allah tells them, this is what they're going to pursue. Write it for me. Come back. His date of death. That's an order by Allah. You have no control over that. Your date of death is already in the womb at 120 days. And whether he will be blessed or wretched in religion. Not that Allah wants them. What kind of a life are they going to live in faith? Are they going to be wretched? Or are they going to follow the guidance of Allah? Which means either to paradise or hellfire. Then the soul is breathed into him. Who can remember at which day the soul is breathed into the human? 120 days. That's when you become a real human being with the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you importance to. The soul is what makes you different to everything else. It's the soul, brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters, Allah then gives us a beautiful description of how He created us in the womb. This is all to tell us how important the human is to Allah. So Allah says, we created man out of the extract of clay. Then we made him into a drop of life germ. Then we placed it in a safe depository, meaning in the womb of the mother, safe. Then we made this drop into a clot. Then we made the clot into a lump. Then we made the lump into bones. Then we clothed the bones with flesh. In another ayah, we clothed the bones with flesh immediately, simultaneously. And then we caused it to grow into another creation. That's at 120 days. Thus, most blessed is Allah, the best of all those that create. Thereafter, you are destined to die. And then on the day of resurrection, you shall certainly.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Be raised up. My brothers and sisters, therefore this body is what you nourish with the material thing of this world. This body gets old, this body gets sick, this body we are tested with, and this body we are entrusted with. We must look after it. It is a property belonging to Allah. You and I are in it. It's like an avatar, if you want to think about it. You have to look after it. You have to clean it. You have to care for it. You have to honor it. You cannot put it through shame and disgust and immoralities. You have to guard it from immoralities and impurities, both in character, action, words, eyes, ears, everything. In fact, this body will bear witness for you or against you on the day of judgment. The hands will speak, the eyes will speak, the nose will speak, the ears will speak, and the feet will speak. Your body will speak if it needs to. Al-qalb. The heart has two descriptions, two characteristics. The physical heart, which pumps the blood throughout your body. That's the heart which doctors treat, and you can transplant that heart. That heart, the flesh and blood and the muscle, has no effect on your belief, your faith, your consciousness, anything. It's just an organ of your body. That's called the physical heart. The second meaning to the heart in Islam is called al-qalb. Al-qalb, my dear brothers and sisters, is also hard to translate, but the ulama have brought a close meaning. It is the inner divine compass which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed attached to our heart, which pumps and throughout our body, our mind, our sight, and the rest of our feelings. It's like a moral compass. You feel something is right or wrong. But it's not just you personally. Everybody feels it. Have you ever heard someone say, follow your heart? What is that? Follow your heart means that inner, divine, godly thing which Allah gave us that makes you feel the right from wrong. Al-qalb, my dear brothers and sisters, is that inner, divine gift which Allah gave us that is connected to our heart. It is the thing that reminds us. It is the thing that is honest and truthful. It has a close connection to the soul. But the soul is like an authority. It is something you can't describe. The qalb is closer to you. The heart, which we are talking about, this inner divine thing that Allah gave us, is closer to you. It travels between you and the soul, you and your mind, you and your eyes, you and your heart. That is your moral compass. When does it wake up? When do you feel it? You feel it in events in your life. You feel it when you recite the Quran, the words of Allah, meaningfully, not just ritualistically. You come in, you prepare yourself, and you recite from the Quran to know it, to recite it because you chose to. Even if you don't understand any of it, you recite it out of worship for Allah. You feel it when you pray to Allah your daily prayers because you want to, and you come prepared. You feel it when you do good deeds for the sake of Allah and for no other purpose. What I mean by that, you may do it to earn money, that's fine. But you always make a portion of it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You help someone. And if you don't get anything out of it, your intention is for Allah. You visit a sick person. You ask about a person. You forgive if you can. You be nice to the people who don't really deserve that much niceness, but you're nice. But don't be overly nice, because then, not to everybody, because they could probably use you. But the point is, you are a person who is genuine. You feel it when you pray in the night, just before you go to sleep or in the night, you decide to make wudu, and then you go and pray two rak'ahs. And then in your sujood, prostration, you do something called munajah. Munajat means to confide in Allah. What does confide mean? It's when you have a really close friend, and they are the only ones you tell your inner deepest secrets to. You say them to Allah, and to no one else. You talk about your feelings and your shortcomings. You talk about your achievements. munajat. You confide in Allah. And so your closeness starts, you start to feel that closeness. Do you guys do it? I'll give you one more. Dhikr. You know what dhikr is? Dhikr is Allah's remembrance. How does a Muslim remember Allah? You need to use your mouth and your body. Dhikr are words that you say when you wake up. Words that you say when you leave the house. Words that you say when you come into the house. Words when you say when you go to sleep, when you go to work. When you start something, when you end something, when you wear your clothes, when you eat, when you drink. Brothers and sisters, it's a decision. You make the decision. You make the decision that you are going to be merciful. You make the decision that you are going to be compassionate to your family. You make the decision that you want to start praying your five daily prayers. You make the decision that you are going to read the Quran at least 15 minutes a day. You make the decision that you are going to get that book and you're going to memorize as much as you can of the dhikr. You're going to start with one or two. You make the decision in the morning that you're going to be energetic. You make the decision in the morning that you're going to smile to someone today. You make the decision in the morning that you're going to be optimistic. You make the decision today that you are not going to give up. You make that decision, brothers and sisters. Don't sit there coming to me and say, how do I pray? You make the decision. How do I get that blanket off me in the morning? How? Say, by doing that and making the decision. How do I connect with Allah? I told you, do these five things, but decide that you're going to do them. You make that decision. You own it. Just like we make the decision for everything else and it becomes ours. And watch. Watch how your heart will change and how your awareness will be. It takes steps and you don't make it happen. It happens, but you've got to take those steps. Some people say to me, I do it, but I don't feel the iman. Brothers and sisters, stop asking questions. Continue with what you're doing, inshallah. Change around your act of worship. One of the things is, sometimes we say Subhan Rabbil Azim all the time in the same way. You know, in that book, it teaches us different ways of saying Subhan Rabbil Azim. You can say Subuhun Quddus Rabbul Malaikati Warruh. Read the meanings. Go and learn what the different actions of Salat mean. Wallahi, that worked for me. Just go ahead, inshallah. Sometimes I put little clips on social media and we see people who have just got very, very brutal hearts. Subhanallah. Ya akhi, stop it. Stop and be humble to your heart. Don't be so hating. Don't be so judgmental. Don't be so, speculative. Don't be. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and go, inshallah, you have the power and try to do something good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. There are new doors that are going to open. It's better than continuing this way. I feel sadness for things that happened in my life, but I can be sad and be in a rehab, or I can be sad and continuing to do my work and my job and continuing to come and to talk to you and hide my sadness. I can. One is productive, the other one is not. One is purposeful, one is not. Anyway, the story goes on and on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.